radikalna odrešča.
The park has history. There are things that have happened here that nobody could imagine.
Spider-plete mrežo od Tivolija do Odrišč. Spider-plete mrežo od Tivolija.
Pripravljen se malo odpred, zato da lahko cel ga spremeš. Ni lahen festival.
Spider. Festival radikalnih teles.
So the piece is called Call Me, and it's I think about the piece as kind of like a mixtape of like many different feelings and thoughts and ideas that kind of like weave in between each other. And then it's very much a piece about I don't really usually say what something is about, but we worked very much with topics like female erotics and sensuality, and also how this can translate into an experience or a sensation, both for the audience and also for the performers. And
how does it kind of incorporate itself into your other works?
The method that we have been working with, and also kind of the movement material, is like is very much built around this body waving that is like a longer physical practice that I work with around like addictive dances, like dances that kind of like is like soothing, but also not only made to be looked at, but also to be sensed, or like vibrating space. So this is one of the like physical material work with, and then we work with a method that I call Oh My God Dramaturgy method. That is a method that works very much on like an intuitive level, but a method that also works on like how we can sharpen intuition and how to kind of collect moments and collect material that next to each other kind of creates this more like an atmosphere or a mood, or that you can have a carried through as an audience. Then we worked a lot with like this different like levels of like submission and domination, like dominating figures both between them and also between the performers and the audience, and the heart and the mind, the art and the art market. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So how would you describe the aesthetic you were going for?
Good question. I think that the aesthetic is both somehow has something that is quite like, I mean, they are wearing kind of layers, and also layering both like materials, but also how you can look at them as characters. So we were also kind of thinking a lot about so the aesthetics is mainly this like pile, which is kind of somehow like a home or a nest, and then the costume is quite like we talked a lot about how the costume is also an armor for them to kind of like go into a character or go through characteristics. So that's more how the aesthetics are thought. But then it's also very soft. It's like soft orange lights, soft colors, to kind of like please the tongue, let's say.
So are the costumes made for like specific dancers? I mean, do they match the dancer's personality maybe?
I think so, yeah. Okay. The costume is made in collaboration with a good friend of mine, Clara Lopez. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How would you like to feel the audience leaving after they see Call Me?
I think that there's like I think that it's a kind of a contrasting feeling of both feeling very soothed or like very tenderness, but at the same time also having moments where you feel a bit confronted. I think is like with your own shame also, or like that there's moments that are also kind of like you can feel a bit at like uneasy, because they also very much they really look at the audience, and they also do things that can be quite I use the word sensual more than sexual, but I think they also play really with erotics and how that can make us feel. But also those moments of like, yeah, what does it mean to be submissive on stage while at the same time kind of dominating towards the audience? So kind of, yeah, leaving also audience sometimes with this like a bit like touching also the shame in you, or and also at the same time this kind of like, okay, I had a warm bath, or I had like a, yeah, really this like a sensation of vibration in a way.
How do you perceive the future of female or feminine sexuality, and what do you think the female sexuality looks like in the future?
Oi. I hope it looks like a place that is not all the time up for discussion, if that makes sense. Something that is also we work a lot between the intimate and the private and also the public, and kind of also taking back, of course, the body, insisting that you can, like, erotics as a power tool, but also as something that is yours, you know. You don't have to defend, you don't have to argue. Yeah, I hope it looks I hope it looks like something that is with consent and care and fucking sexy and really hot. Yeah.
And the last question. And about the title of this year's Spider, so we don't have to do anything. How would you apply it to your piece?
I think that inside the piece there is a sort of yeah, we talk a lot about, I mean, of course it's an easy association, but we talk a lot about how to take time, but also to kind of say like, yeah, like the meeting between audience and performance is a shared experience. And there I do actually not think we have to do anything. I think it's already living inside that. So maybe I associate it a bit like that. And also, I think, like I said the other day, like, yeah, if you don't have to do anything, then you can do anything. And I think it's also a piece that kind of is like, it's very celebratory, I think. And I think that comes a bit out of this, yeah, the rest or not having to, or, yeah, joy. The pleasure of dancing.
Radikalna odrišča.